Okay, so e-commerce logistics. It could feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded sometimes,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. And then you add international borders.
Especially that Canada to US lane. It gets complicated
It
fast.
really does. So today we're diving deep into a shipping platform's toolkit.
Right. Not just listing features, but really looking at the strategy behind them, especially, dealing with those tricky duties and taxes going south.
That uncertainty, it's more than just a small issue. It's a real deterrent.
Yeah, definitely.
Think about it. A customer gets hit with an unexpected customs fee. That's it. Bad experience. They're probably not coming back.
Kills the relationship.
Exactly. So our mission today is to kind of sift through the sources, find the key info on efficiency, process improvement.
And especially this new tool they've announced for bringing some clarity, some transparency to those US-bound shipments.
Precisely. More transparency.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Because that financial black box shipping from Canada to the US, it's maybe the biggest pain point for businesses wanting to grow.
Oh, for sure. You want to expand, but there's always that fear, isn't there? That unexpected duties will derail the whole customer experience.
Yeah, constant worry.
And the source material confirms that this uncertainty around cross-border duties and taxes, as they put it, it really is a growth killer.
So what's the platform's answer?
Well, they've rolled out this new feature. It gives you a real-time, upfront estimate of potential duties and taxes.
Real time for all US-bound shipments.
That's what they're saying. And it gets included seamlessly right into the shipping cost, you see.
Okay, that sounds potentially game-changing. But a real-time estimate needs solid data, right? How accurate is it? Like, what happens if it's way off?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Or maybe the $50 duty question.
Huh, yeah. Is the platform liable, or is the risk all on the shipper if they, mess up the input?
Right. And the sources are pretty clear here. The tool provides the transparency, but the accuracy. That hinges on what you, the shipper, put in. It really boils down to a choice you make between two ways of handling duties, DDP and DDU.
Okay, let's break those down. BDP and DDU, what do they mean for the listener?
Sure. So DDP stands for delivered duty paid, if you pick that option.
Which sounds like the smoother option for the customer.
Exactly. The duties and taxes get estimated right then and there, and they're included in the total cost shown. The shipper basically pays these fees up front.
Guaranteeing no surprises for the buyer later.
That's the goal. And apparently, you can hover over the total cost and see a breakdown. Builds trust, you know.
Makes sense. And the other option, the old way.
That's DDU, delivered duty unpaid. That's still available.
Okay.
Choose DDU, and price quote just shows the shipping cost itself. Any duties, taxes, fees, those get passed on to the person receiving the package.
Which, as you said, can lead to some pretty unhappy customers.
Yeah, it's a model a lot of businesses are trying to move away from. It just doesn't help with retention.
So, okay, focusing on DDP for that better experience, how does the platform actually calculate that estimate, especially with like trade deals involved? This must be where the shipper's input is critical.
Absolutely critical. This is the strategic checkpoint, you could say.
Right.
When you select DDP, whether you're using their main ship its function or doing it manually, you have to provide detailed product info.
Like what?
A description, obviously, but crucially, the HTS code.
HTS code, Harmonized Tariff Schedule. That's the universal product ID for customs, right? Tells them exactly what it is and how to tax it.
You got it. That code is everything for customs classification.
The technical heart of getting the duty right.
Pretty much. Now, the platform might pull some info from your storefront listing, like Shopify or whatever.
But you can't just trust that blindly.
No, the sources really stress this. You must review that data. Check the HTS code is accurate. And this is key, indicate if the product is eligible for CUSMA.
CUSMA, the new NAFTA, Canada-US-Mexico Agreement. That affects duty rates significantly.
Hugely. It often means duty-free treatment for goods that qualify. Getting that CUSMA flag right based on an accurate HTS code. That's the difference between zero duty and potentially a hefty tariff.
So the platform gives you the tool, the estimator, but you own the data quality.
Exactly. You own the integrity of that input.
That definitely reframes it. It's not just a price calculator, it's like a built-in trade compliance check, a risk management tool right there in the shipping workflow.
Well put.
Okay, so let's broaden out a bit. Beyond this new cross-border feature, what else is in this platform's toolkit? What helps businesses, speed things up and save money overall?
Right, the core offering. We can probably group the main features into, say, three buckets:
Yeah.
volume efficiency, Margin protection and customer loyalty.
Okay, volume efficiency. Peak season hits, orders are flooding in. What stops a business from just drowning in packing slips and labels?
Well, the foundation's still getting good rates, right? They partner with major carriers to offer discounted shipping. That's table stakes.
Sure, cheaper rates are always good.
But saving time often matters even more, especially when you're swamped. So key features here are things like bulk shipping.
Bulk shipping?
Yeah, lets you process, I think the source has said, up to 100 orders at once. Imagine the time saved. If it takes, say, 30 seconds normally per label.
You're saving almost an hour right there for every 100 orders. That's huge during a rush.
Massive operational gain. Then there's One Ski Multibox.
Okay, what's that?
Makes it easier to handle items that ship in multiple boxes but are sold as one unit, one CU. Just a few clicks, apparently.
Streamlining complex orders. Nice.
And maybe the most powerful for automation. Shipping rules.
Ah, setting up logic.
Exactly. It's like the platform's brain. You create smart presets based on like where it's going or how much it weighs. It can automatically pick the carrier, the service, maybe even the box size you defined.
So it kind of enables hands-off fulfillment triggers for common scenarios.
But that's the idea. Real automation.
Okay, automation is great for speed. But what about protecting the bottom line? Reducing errors, optimizing costs. That's the margin protection bucket you mentioned.
Right. This is where some of the more advanced tools come in to plug operational leaks. They have something called smart packaging optimization.
Smart packaging. What does that do?
It lets you basically test out different packing configurations virtually before you implement them.
Oh, interesting. So you can figure out the best way to pack to minimize dimensional weight charges without actually packing boxes.
Precisely. Reducing wasted space in the box equals saving money on shipping. It directly protects your margin.
Clever. What else for margin protection?
Robust claims management. Making it less hassle to file and resolve claims for lost or damaged shipments reduces that admin headache and gets your money back faster.
Good. Admin time adds up.
And for businesses really looking to level up, there's advanced inventory management. Basically, digital warehousing and oversight right within the platform.
Okay, that's moving towards real end-to-end control.
It is. It's a more advanced feature, but essential for scaling efficiently.
Got it. So efficiency, margin protection. What about the third bucket? Customer loyalty. Shipping isn't just getting a box from A to B. It's a huge part of the brand experience.
Absolutely. Critical touch point. And the biggest loyalty driver here is probably rate transparency.
Back to transparency.
Yeah. They offer real-time rates at checkout as an advanced feature. This means your customers see live, accurate shipping costs directly in their cart.
No hidden markups, no padding the rates.
Exactly. What you see is what you pay. And that pairs perfectly with the DDP feature we talked about earlier, right? Guaranteed total landed cost.
Builds huge trust.
Definitely. Then for branding, there's custom branding, putting your logo on labels, packing slips, making those necessary documents work a bit harder for your brand.
Turning logistics into marketing.
Sort of, yeah. And they even mention custom tags, little color-coded labels or tags to keep orders organized internally.
How does that help a customer?
Indirectly. Better organization means fewer mistakes in fulfillment. Fewer wrong items shipped means happier customers. It all connects.
Right. Smoother operations lead to better experiences. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. A platform can have all the bells and whistles, but if it doesn't connect to where businesses actually sell,
it's useless. Yeah, the integrations are crucial.
We don't need the exhaustive list, but strategically, what's the value of having such a wide range of connections? Storefronts, marketplaces?
The value is reducing friction, minimizing the need for custom coding, ensuring things just work out of the box. You've got the big storefronts covered, Shopify, WooCommerce, BigCommerce.
Standard players.
Right. And they mentioned specifics, like for BigCommerce users getting access to enterprise-level tools for parcel and pallet shipping. Suggests they cater to bigger, maybe B2B sellers too.
Okay. What about the big marketplaces selling on Amazon, Etsy, Walmart? Compliance and seller ratings are everything there. Does it help with that?
That's a key insight from the sources, actually. It's not just about shipping fast. It's about shipping correctly to protect your status.
Oh, so?
For Amazon, they specifically talk about faster fulfillment with, get this, 99.9% accuracy on order sync.
Wow. That accuracy is vital for Amazon seller health metrics. a huge risk factor for merchants.
Absolutely. Protects your scores. And for Etsy, they link using the platform's reliable carriers and custom branding quills directly to helping sellers achieve or maintain star seller status.
So reliable shipping translates to marketplace rewards.
Directly. The integrations seem tailored, like Wix offering real-time rates with no upfront fees, great for smaller businesses starting out.
Makes it accessible.
Then you have connections for Walmart, Best Buy, even places like eBay and Reverb, mentioning good rates for freight, international services, pallet shipping. It covers a lot of ground.
Okay, but what if you're a bigger operation? Maybe you have your own custom-built warehouse management system, an ERP. You're not using Shopify off the shelf.
Good question. They seem to anticipate that need for high-level customization. They offer an XML integration feature.
XML, so direct data exchange.
Yeah, specifically designed for integrating their shipping platform with a custom website, WMS, or ERP.
That signals serious flexibility for large established operations. Lets them plug the platform's rate logic into their existing systems.
Right. Without ripping everything out and starting over. And if you're not using any platform integration, your other options are basically manual upload, like importing a spreadsheet of orders, or using their request shipping API for direct programmatic access.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, what's the big picture here? What have we learned?
Well, bringing it all together, it seems this platform offers kind of three core strategic pillars.
Which are?
One, discounted shipping rates, leveraging their volume with carriers. Two, serious efficiency tools for high-volume sellers, bulk shipping, automation rules.
And three,
crucially, this new focus on financial transparency for U.S.-bound shipments via the DDP duties estimation.
All connected across this wide ecosystem, from Etsy shops right up to custom ERPs.
Exactly. And if we connect that back to the core problem,
yeah,
that DDP estimation feature, it directly attacks the biggest source of friction in cross-border e-commerce, the surprise cost at the customer's door.
Eliminates that nasty surprise.
Which should, theoretically, boost customer trust. Yeah. It could potentially increase conversion rates for businesses selling into the U.S. because that big financial uncertainty is removed.
Right.
So this raises a really interesting question for you, the listener, to think about. If this new transparency feature fundamentally de-risks the financial side of expanding into the U.S., what's the next bottleneck you should focus on?
Where do you optimize next?
Yeah. Should your priority immediately shift to, say, nailing down your inventory management across borders? Or maybe you should double down on the transparency and implement real-time rates at checkout right away to lock in that competitive edge of a guaranteed final price.
Focusing on that next operational leverage point, that's how you turn these platform features into actual business growth. Fascinating stuff.
Indeed. Lots to consider.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the strategic toolkit of cross-border shipping and that intriguing new duties feature.